How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There are those who say this is typical kid hijinks.
Yeah.
But typical kid hijinks, Tommy, may not even exist anymore.
Really?
Well, because the anonymity we had doing stupid things when we were younger, it doesn't really...
No.
It's not there. And I cannot wait, Kimmy, to see Tommy's head explode when he's trying to decide if he should side with past Tommy.
Yeah.
Or current Tommy. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you have not yet, we invite you to log on the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch to enjoy our live stream.
Oh, boy.
Cameras are up. They're on. Mm. Tommy's wearing a sport coat.
Yeah.
That's right, ladies. You're looking for something to touch yourself to this morning.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, what? What, is he not?
I don't know why that was so uncomfortable.
Is he not handsome enough for that?
Sure.
You have
whatever
to bring
you're into.
Coochie meat into it.
Oh, I love you. Oh, this is Mr. I'm a sex machine. I can do all this. I'm handsome. I suggest that some women may want to watch you and pleasure themselves, and all of a sudden you get uncomfortable. What happened? The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Join our live stream. And you know what? Do whatever you want with your hands.
Yeah, touch it, don't touch.
I'm not the bossy.
Mm.
This story comes to us from Seneca Falls.
What happened?
That's where we find a pair of 18-year-old guys in some trouble. According to police, it all started on Saturday.
Usually does.
And it started on the social media app Snapchat.
All right.
Two teens got into some kind of an argument with a girl, and it went from online into real life. Authorities say the 18-year-olds went to the girl's home. They yelled profanities at she and her mother, and then proceeded to throw eggs at the victim.
Okay.
These are 18-year-olds.
So they had eggs ready to go.
Those are expensive.
Yeah, that was a $75 quid.
Oh, yeah.
They were arrested, according to police, when they attempted to leave the scene.
Oh.
It is revealed in the story, it would have been cheaper to throw handfuls of diamonds at the women.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because they are 18, their names are in the paper, they are being charged as adults, and an order of protection has been issued on behalf of the victims. And the pair are facing charges of harassment.
Yeah.
Okay. So by definition of the law, Tommy, this is harassment.
Yeah.
You've heard the details, the alleged details. Do you see this as a big deal?
No.
No?
I mean, they chucked some eggs and said some swear words.
Okay.
I mean, they're just idiots.
Oh, you know, I agree they're idiots if the allegations are true.
Yeah.
All right. So that being said, if you were standing outside your house, and you and your wife, right?
Yeah.
And two 18-year-old guys ran up your driveway, started cursing at the both of you.
Cussing?
And they started throwing eggs at you and your wife.
Yeah.
When the police showed up, you'd be like, sirs, no. I do not want these boys arrested for cursing at me and hitting me with eggs in my yard.
Well, I assume they listen to the show. I don't...
I'd have more questions than anger.
Yeah, I don't, because you're not really damaging anything. I mean, I'll clean this up with a hose.
Really, that sport? Let's say you're in that outfit.
I would be more upset if they threw it at like my car than at me personally.
Really?
Because I can take a shower and easily get rid of it.
Which would be a change of pace.
Wash my clothes. The car, I mean, that's going to be more complicated. Oh, yeah. Because doesn't it like take off the paint?
Yeah, it eats through the paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can just spray it off real quick.
Yeah, you could if you're there.
True.
No, hit my car, hit my house. Don't hit me with the eggs. Leave me alone.
All right, so I'm standing out there and I'm getting pelted by a dozen eggs.
That's how slow he is. They got all 12 off before he got in the house.
Before you moved.
Ow, 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 stop. How many? Wait, is that one of those big packs? That's 24 eggs. I'm sorry, you were saying.
Do you know how much those cost?
I don't think I would want. I don't want to see these kids' lives ruined for doing something stupid, jackass.
Okay, it's not going to. A charge of harassment is not going to ruin their lives.
Yeah.
They're going to have a record for a little while, but it's not going to ruin their lives.
Yeah.
Look me in the face. Right. We are an honest show. We've known each other over 20 years. You wouldn't want two 18-year-old kids arrested for hitting you and your wife with eggs.
All right, so the wife is there.
Ah, you lying bitch.
They have to get arrested. Yeah, my wife's going to want them arrested.
No, but you wouldn't.
Well, and you don't know these kids either.
No, but if I got to go to court.
What if they belong to somebody in your neighborhood and now you got to see that neighbor all the time?
Got to see the neighbor. Got to go to court. Like, I know how this works, man. It sucks. There's always more to do.
And I wasted breakfast all over my sports.
Yes.
All right, so here's the thing. With this specific story, if they went and egged the house, Kimmy, I may be more apt to say this isn't a huge deal. The fact that they were allegedly cursing at these women and hitting the women themselves with the eggs makes it feel worse.
Well, I want to know why you're... I'm so confused in this moment.
Well, they got in an argument with this girl on Snapchat, according to the allegations.
Oh,
that's why this led to it.
Yeah.
Yes, with Tommy's situation, it's just they saw Tommy and rage kicked in. But this story aside, there may be a bigger issue at play.
Like what?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All of us did really stupid stuff as kids.
Oh, yeah.
What young man didn't vandalize? What young woman didn't say something terrible about another friend in middle or high school?
Yeah.
Sinners, stones, etc. But when we were kids, there was this kids will be kids idea.
Yeah.
And yes, people were pissed off. And yes, there were consequences. But the consequences rarely involve the actual law.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you clean up the mess you made. You worked off the damage you caused. You stood in front of the adult you messed up. And you got screamed at. But then you got to go home. It feels like on the whole, those days are gone.
The laws always get involved.
Yeah. Like, the hijinks that were once hijinks are now legitimate crimes. And I guess they were always legitimate crimes. But now they're being charged.
It's being dealt with the court system.
What's interesting, however, Tommy, some of the same men and women that benefited from the kids will be kids mentality back in the day now want those kids arrested and charged for the same things that they were doing.
Lock them up.
I want you to think about this.
Yeah.
All right? Really think about
it. I'm thinking.
Is it better that way to teach kids more of a lesson getting the cops involved? All right, you're pretend thinking, so go ahead and say no. Is that what you think thinking looks like? I mean, if you're watching the live stream, but may or may not be touching yourself. You look like yourself walking through Wegmans, mouth open like an old man. Oh, I'm thinking. Oh.
So you're saying...
I'm asking, is it better for the sake of the teenager to get the law involved?
Well, that's the scared straight theory,
but that's
right?
That's even makes it better. That's if the kids are even scared, because even they might think this is stupid. Calling over eggs.
Okay, but they did.
I still got to think, like, dealing with it without bringing in the law is the better way to go.
Why?
Because, like, you could just bring the temperature down and then we're done with it. If you bring in the law, now you've involved the legal system, which means you've got months of this.
You're also part of the process.
Yeah, you've got months of this now.
So you just don't want to go to court. That's your thing.
Nobody wants to go to court. The whole object is don't go to court.
Let's say you didn't have to go to court. They were just going to charge the kids without you having to show up. Would you want him charged?
Oh, like
lazy.
I like this
bitch.
North Korean system you speak of.
Okay. You are the perfect example of this. As we talk about these two 18-year-old kids in Seneca Falls, police say they got in an argument with a girl on the social media app Snapchat. That led to them showing up at her house, according to police, with eggs. Police say they cursed at this girl and her mother and then threw eggs at them.
Yeah.
They have been charged with harassment. When it comes to getting the law involved versus the kids will be kids just... you know, yelling, having to clean up, letting it go. Tommy, you have cameras all around your house.
Yes.
You watch kids walking down the street in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You do not trust anyone under the age of 25.
I do not.
And it's hard to find a more destructive douche kid than you were.
Yes, I was a very bad child.
Fair. You got the benefit of the doubt.
I did.
And you say don't get the law involved.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the way you act and the things that you have suggest differently.
Yes, but I was also fortunate never to get, like, in legal trouble as a kid.
Were you fortunate? Is that fortunate?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So think of, like, the most – can you tell me the most destructive thing you did to someone else's, like, property or whatever when you were a teenager? Is something come to mind immediately?
Oh, yeah. We vandalized the school.
Okay,
so pretty destructive.
But I was only partially involved with that.
Okay. Well, you weren't charged with that?
No.
Okay.
No. Cops were called in.
All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
The lack of actual consequences may have kept yours and mine and all the other people listening's bad behavior going.
Right.
I think.
Well, here's why. Like, they scared you, right? They yelled at you. They made you clean it up.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
And that used to be the same thing with me, right? Did it stop you?
No, but I don't know if, like, the cops put me in the back of a squad car and bringing me back to the house would have stopped me either.
Okay, but you don't know that because that never happened.
Well, I mean,
because how many kids would be more afraid of the consequences of their parents than they would the cops?
Cops bring you home, you got the consequences of your parents.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like if you get arrested, your parents are like, well, Johnny Law handled that one.
No, yeah. I understand, but that's what I mean. Like, you're as a kid, the more... What you're afraid of more would be your parents. So if that person went to your parent directly instead of involving the cops, would it change the outcome for you?
I mean, Kimmy, that was the thought back in the day, right? That famous thing, I'm more afraid of my dad. Yeah. You know, if I get arrested, leave me in the jail cell because my dad's going to do worse to me than I get home.
Yeah.
But we don't know how it would have been the other way because it didn't happen the other way.
Yeah.
And although you and I both benefited from this idea of don't get the law involved, it's not like we changed how we acted.
No, but like, but I dodged, like, that time I did that hit and run at that party.
God.
What? But the cops came and I got out of it.
Because your dad lied.
Well, he didn't know.
He knew.
But we also had a car that didn't have any marks on it. So what are you talking about, officer? So I did get out of it, but the cops did show up. And my old man knew I was lying.
That's what I...
Okay. But we kind of looked at each other and go, all right, nothing to see here, man, because he also, he didn't want to have to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But he never spoke about it again. And he always would bring up old stuff. That's the one he never brought up again.
Hmm.
So the cops did get involved.
But there wasn't legit punishment for it.
I did learn how to wiggle out of things.
Okay.
So that's kind of a thing.
252 WCMF. Look, no. I do not want to see kids arrested for the stuff we got away with when we were kids. It's wildly unfair, right? But if we are taking a step back to try and determine what'll stop these kids, get them to change their ways, straighten out maybe a bit if they're on the wrong path, maybe that is the right way to do it.
Okay, but they were arresting these kids for stealing these cars, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the kids kept stealing the cars.
Okay.
Like, they were still, it didn't slow anything down when we had that summer of Kia.
But, right? I mean, but you, are you suggesting that the other way, if they just gave them a stern talking to, they'd stop stealing cars?
I think at a young age, when you get arrested and you get released, there's really no consequence. If I get arrested, you get arrested now, you're going to lose your house. It's going to cost you a lot of money. You're going to lose your job.
Well, again, you don't have a house.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm already up in the game a little bit. So I don't think there's any consequences when you get arrested as a young person.
Oh, now that is.
No, and I mean,
You were doing so good, but now nobody wants to work anymore.
Compared to when you're an adult.
Okay.
When you have a job.
Yeah, but that's...
And you don't have the protection of your parents anymore.
But that's what being under 17 is, right? I mean, you don't want to ruin a kid's life for something you did as a 14, 15, 16-year-old, right? My frontal lobe is not completely formed yet.
And I mean, sure, I'm sure it works on some kids, and some kids don't care. They're punks. I was a punk. You was a fat punk.
The hell, man?
You were like two punks. You were a punk party pack.
You were saying...
Get him at BJ's.
My fear would be if I'm the person who was targeted, like, let's say I own the house, I got egged, or my car, whatever. Would calling the cops make it worse for me in the future?
That they're going to come back and do it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to live?
That's like the cartel.
But yeah, you're living in fear of teenage boys with eggs.
I am. What else is next?
Well, if I know you're going to call the cops, are those kids going to go back and do it again?
I don't. That's what I'm wondering. Like, will it put an end to it completely? Like, maybe the best move is to call the cops? Or are they? Have you further pissed off the teenagers that were pissed off? You now have the reputation of that person in the neighborhood.
I mean, it's a valid question, I think. I don't know. I'm not going to let a bunch of teenage boys intimidate me out of doing something I wanted to do.
Okay. There you go.
I don't want my car egged anymore, though.
Especially in a place like Henrietta or Pittsburgh.
I don't want my yard teepeed.
It was coal. You afraid of coal?
No, I'm a pumpkin
Tristan.
Smashed.
Cole and Tristan are here. You better do what they say. They're wearing Sperry's.
Hmm. Well, but you don't think, like, if that kid knew that you called the cops on him, that Halloween, you're going to get it the worst out of all the houses?
I mean, maybe, I guess. But if I gave him a stern talking to and was a dick about it, he's probably going to have the same feeling.
Mm. Nah, he's going to laugh at you.
No, okay.
Because they know you're not going to do squat.
No, but that's it. If they know I'm not going to do squat, why not come back and do it again?
Call the cops. I got a law enforcement over here.
Okay. Like, you pretend to be so cool and laid back.
I microphone. Am.
No, you can't be wearing a blazer to a job where you're allowed to wear sweatpants and actually be laid back. It's impossible.
All right. Kind of thought it was.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, how scary this must have been for this hiker in Henrietta.
So what'd they find?
You're just enjoying a stroll. And
yeah.
Boom, you are face-to-face with this nightmare. And they did the right thing. Even though what they may have thought they found turned out to not even be close to what they actually found.
Oh, all right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Very frightening story in Henrietta over the weekend.
What'd they find?
A hiker, Tommy, was walking on a wooded trail Saturday morning when they came across skeletal remains.
Holy Christ. Like a dead dude or lady.
Just found some bones.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
They called the cops. Cops set up a crime scene about half a mile southeast of East Henrietta Road around 10 a.m. Story on 13 Wham says the person who found the remains then had to go get the cops and walk them back to the spot where the bones were found.
Yeah.
Okay. The medical examiner came out. They collected them. They took them back to the lab for testing. Now, here's where it gets strange.
All right.
8 and 13 said that the remains were found and they were going to be tested. 10 NBC did a story about how a 45-year-old hiker went missing 9 months ago in that area.
Yeah, they like linked the story that they did on it.
Wait, in Henrietta?
Yes, yeah.
You went missing?
Yeah, I mean.
How do you go missing in Henrietta?
The person went missing for 9 months. I mean, there's that one guy who went missing in Chile. He's been missing for like 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Anywho.
All right.
Late last night, we found out that these remains that were found.
Yeah.
Not human.
Oh.
Yes.
But it looked like a skeleton.
Don't know. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says they belong to an animal, so that's good. Yep. The person who found them won't have to live with the nightmares.
Yeah.
You still have a nightmare.
Well, I mean,
but now you know it was just something that died there.
But still, that initial shock's going to stay with you forever.
You think? You don't think that instantly goes away when you find out, good, it's not
I don't want to find out. Oh. Either way.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's say you're walking down whatever trail.
Yeah.
Because you're a trail walker.
Yeah.
In those sneakers, why not?
Yeah.
You come across some bones.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling someone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you are.
I think it's a murder scene or some crap.
Murder scene or some crap?
Some like, ritual have gone bad.
Kimmy, are you telling anybody?
I know this is going to sound weird, but I might just assume they're animal bones to make myself feel better.
Okay.
But if it looks like A person.
Well, but you don't know what a person looks like.
You know what a skeleton looks like. You see about Halloween.
Well, I don't know. Obviously, you don't. Because these people weren't sure.
And they were wrong. I mean, they went and found the remains, called the cops, they were animals. So, Kimmy, you would just keep walking.
Unless it was super, super obvious that this is a person, like there's human skull and everything, I might just kind of let it be.
I also might be too freaked out to tell somebody.
Why?
I don't want to have to go back there.
And I also don't spend enough time in the woods to know. Like, I might walk past and think, oh, somebody else has seen this and left it. Like, I don't know anything about nature, so maybe this is just a common thing that people find in the woods.
Like, I don't think I could handle having to call the cops and be like, there's bones here, man.
Yeah, but let's say you went home and Googled missing people. Okay, you'd see that. That's the guy that's gone missing.
I guess if you knew that something like that was going on in the area, maybe you're more likely to call. But if this is just a random thing with no connections made, I might just let it go. Again, unless it was really, really obvious that it was a person.
And if I kept walking, I don't think I'm Googling. I don't want to know. I want to forget about this moment the second I walk past.
So the problem is I watch so much Netflix and so many stories like this.
Yeah.
Like I'm watching one right now. I'm immediately going to that Netflix and going, that's a young woman and she's been missing and she's from out of state. Like, I'm going to run through all the scenarios I've been watching on Netflix and I'm assuming that's what I just found.
Okay.
That's a Long Island sex worker. So there ended up in Henrietta.
There must have been other people who saw these bones and just kept walking.
Well, when they just found them, right?
Well, yeah. So this hiker found them Saturday morning. It's not like there's been melting snow, although the wind could have maybe blown debris around.
I guess.
Right? Yeah. But if someone walked past these remains, not knowing if they were animal and human, it didn't say anything to anybody, does that make them a bad person?
Well, I mean, they're not a bad person, but you should find out what the hell's going on here. I didn't say you're
bad. Better
safe
than sorry, but I also just want to let myself think that it was just like a dead deer or something.
Just like if you go tell somebody and it turns out they are human remains, like think about this. If you've been walking that trail, like, you know, people don't just randomly walk trails once.
No, I understand.
Right? Like this person probably walks that trail on
a
regular basis.
There's a path cut out where people walk through all the time.
Yeah. I've been walking past this for God knows how long. I mean, these are bones, right?
Like
if that was a person, they'd have been there for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blissfully unaware for months walking past it. That would freak me out, too.
Yeah, but then if you do call, maybe you give some family some closure,
okay, right?
I mean, somebody's been looking for somebody for a while, and they, you know, they're at wit's end. At least they get some answers.
Yeah, you're right.
And you could be that person.
Okay.
And you get to be on TV. Tell some of your funny jokes.
I'm not going on
funny
TV.
Guy.
Is there somebody that you would call first? Like, let's say you know somebody who's super outdoorsy, you know, may have some experience with, like, finding stuff, like, not human bones, but, like, animal stuff. Would you, like, send them a picture or something?
No.
And be like, hey, does this look unusual? What do you think? Before you actually called 911.
I don't want some long talk and Hunter giving me 17 different scenarios of what he thinks it is. Then I'm going to get four stories of what he's found in the woods. You never want to call that guy.
Tommy is usually the guy that doesn't want to involve himself.
Yeah.
Kimmy, you know why he would want to involve himself here?
I know. This is weird. This is a weird change of events.
I'll tell you why. Again, 252-WCMF. We're talking about these bones that were found on a trail in Henrietta on Saturday. ME came out, medical examiner, sheriff's department. They took them back for analysis. Thank God.
Yeah.
They're just animal bones. But this person was not sure. Kimmy, the reason why Tommy would call the cops, he's hoping it's a person so he can be interviewed on the Netflix documentary.
You're 100% right.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, you lied.
I was just walking my dog back here and stumbled upon some stuff. She took a little sniff, and I thought it was suspicious.
Wait, you think that's how it would sound on Netflix?
Yeah, for some reason, you all of a sudden sound like an outdoorsman.
Tell 17 different stories.
I was out there walking trail with my old dog, Gunner. We stumbled upon that poor son of a bitch. I'm sure he put up a hell of a fight.
Like, you literally just did a discussion, had a discussion where you said if you got hit with eggs, you wouldn't want to call the cops because it's too much. And now, because you get a little bit of attention.
Well, yeah, Netflix, man.
You feel like you're on the inside of this crime, if it's a potential crime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living the documentary, man.
The lifestyle.
Look, this is my part. What could be on TV?
Kimmy, what kind of animal was this? Because they don't say in the story.
No.
But it would have to be big enough to look like of human remains.
Look like of human remains. I love when you try to sound smart and you just add more words.
Well, that's how you sound smart.
No, I know, you idiot. Not if the words don't work.
The words work.
Small deer or something? That's the only thing I can think of.
It'd be a big-ass deer look like a man.
Well, we don't know if they thought it was a man.
Big old man deer.
Okay, like what animals, 252-WCMF, for the folks that are more tough than we are in the room that deal with outdoorsy stuff, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, what animal remains could be confused for a person? Because I would think if the skull is there, you would know the difference between
a deer and a skull. Yeah, it looks like an animal's skull.
Right.
It wasn't a bigger animal than a deer, was it?
Like a bear?
A bear would be about right.
Are there bears walking around Henrietta?
Well, there's black bear out there.
No, I've never heard of a bear in Henrietta.
You haven't?
No. I mean, there could be bears wandering around.
Don't tell me that. I don't want to know that. I live out in like Sticksville.
Yeah, but you're out there. There's probably bears by your house.
No, shut up. Don't be a dick.
I bet you there's a bear right now less than 4 miles from your house.
That's weird because I heard there's only five bears in all New York.
And you're staring down one of them.
Okay. I don't want to. It would.
What?
Maybe just a pile of bones from a raccoon could be confused for human remains.
How piled up a raccoon bone?
Nobody dies laying straight forward.
That's like saying you found a dead cat and you thought it was a person.
That does. Haven't we seen dog remains being found where people confuse them for human remains?
It could have just been a couple bones and that was suspicious enough to be like, hey, let's look into this.
Yeah, I guess any bone
you
find.
Didn't have to be a full skeleton.
Yeah. Yeah, like they're sitting on a stone, like, and other
the
chin.
Thinker.
Yeah. I mean, like, Henrietta is a weird place for wildlife. Like, you think of it as this hub of stores and restaurants, but, like, when you get off of Jefferson Road.
Like, where you live, it's out there.
It's all spaced out.
Even before you get to where I am.
Yeah.
Like, there is a ton of green space, like, near where all that stuff is, and you have the Genesee River Trails. Mm-hmm. They get pretty remote.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of wilderness for a very busy suburb.
Yeah, it does.
It's also a place out near where I am where there's a bunch of new housing tracks going up in once uninhabited farmland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see at least 8 deer every day on my way to work, and. All right, let's say it was a deer that died on the trail.
Yeah.
What killed it?
Maybe it just died. Old age.
This is what?
Well, deers die. They got to go off and die somewhere at some point.
Yeah, but I thought they went away from, like, things.
Maybe this is it. They went away.
The trail where people walk?
Well, as long as they don't want to see Market View Liquor.
I mean, it could have been a baby abandoned or something. You know what I mean? It could have been a smaller
animal. That's a sad story.
Well, could have been.
I love how you got excited for it being human bones and you'd be on Netflix, but she says baby deer. Oh, my God.
What was a poor little baby?
I know. It's sad, but it happens.
Oh, my God.
I mean, old-ass deer just dropped dead.
Abby writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get there. It's a little long, but it's worth it.
All right.
The college I went to had running trails in the woods in the back of the campus. One of my teammates was back there running and found a human body that was burned. She freaked out and called the cops, but also took pictures and showed everyone. It looked like a Halloween prop.
Yeah.
Needless to say, the campus went on lockdown. There was a whole investigation, but yeah, my friend was messed up from seeing that. Well, why'd she take the pictures and share it with everybody?
I wonder how many people, though, like their first instinct would be to take a picture in a weird way, like to prove there.
I'm not taking a picture.
I don't know. Maybe initially she took it not knowing it was a human body.
Well, it said it was burned, and then you found out it was a human body. Did they share it afterwards? Because if you share, don't send me body pictures, man.
Like, look what I found in the woods.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, that'd be
I would
rough.
Be. Yeah, if my buddy fun. Sent me a
a corpse.
Ah, right? I gotta sit across from a corpse every day. I don't need to see it on my phone.
Don't drag me into this.
If one of these two guys catches, which is not out of the question, we may have the most professional athletes in the four major sports from Rochester ever this coming season.
Wow.
But what's weird is the sport that made us the most famous right now has nothing.
Little drought.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, and the NFL draft is come and gone. And undrafted free agents have chosen their teams to try and make rosters.
Okay.
And two guys from Rochester have done just that.
Damn.
Nate Carter, he played running back at Bishop Kearney. Played college at Michigan State and UConn. He signed as an undrafted free agent with the Atlanta Falcons. He's a running back. Rashawn Baker played running back at Victor. He was the 2021 All-Greater Rochester Player of the Year.
Oh.
Spent his college years at Bucknell.
Bucknell.
And Elon. He signed with the New York Giants.
Oh.
So both of these guys, although maybe a long shot.
Yeah.
They got a shot.
Yeah. And, I mean, hell, they give you a helmet for a little while. That's pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you make it to the preseason, you'll always have that 8x10 of you playing in an NFL game. You ain't got to tell nobody.
That's true.
Right? You're playing against a guy that's also not going to make the league. That being said, if either Nate or Rashawn are either to make are able to make their opening day rosters, Rochester, New York,
yeah,
will have pro athletes in three of the four major U.S. sports at the same time. You got three Rochester guys playing in the NBA playoffs right now, although Beef Stew is hurt. Not great. Yeah. There are a few Rochester guys playing in the majors. In fact, a guy that your husband knows really well. No, maybe not.
Oh, I don't know.
I made a mistake?
Maybe.
Okay. Ernie Clement is one of them. He plays the Toronto Blue Jays. He's a Rochester guy.
Oh, all right.
Oddly, however.
Yeah, we're missing a sport here.
The only rep we would not have is the sport that we've been the most successful in.
And we've had in the past.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are no current Rochester NHL players. And as far as I know, there aren't any in the minors, unless I'm wrong, 252 WCMF.
There's got to be at least one in the minors.
That has a chance to make a roster next year? There's no one I know of, and you know I know everything.
Yeah.
So what happened to hockey?
That's unique.
I think where we are benefiting in these other sports,
yeah,
it's also hurting our Rochester to the NHL connection.
Oh.
Well, like...
you would think hockey's only grown in this area, especially, you know, travel leagues and things like that.
That's a problem. So when Roy Fitzpatrick, yeah, Jason Bonsignor, both the Gianta brothers, Ryan Callahan, Marty Reisner, all these guys were making the league.
Yeah.
It was a northern Canadian sport. Hockey has exploded across the U.S. for youth hockey players. Mm-hmm. For example, Austin Matthews, who's the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's from Arizona.
Right, born and raised.
Born and raised Arizona. Wow. So, like, you got a lot of folks in southern states. I'm actually watching it myself with my daughter. There are teams that come from all over the Midwest now in the South to play in these tournaments, and these kids can play.
So hockey's all over.
They're able to pull kids from different parts of the country now.
You tell me there's leagues like in South Florida.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And is there leagues like in Alabama and Georgia of youth hockey?
I mean, my daughter hasn't played them, but I'm sure they are.
But, I mean, is it like that deep?
It's got to exist.
Well, let's put it this way. Last night, you had the...
Hillbillies with sticks.
By the way, that's half of the teams up here. Yeah. But, like, you had the Lightning playing the Panthers last night. Both Florida teams playing each other in the playoffs. There are half that stadium is little kids watching that want to learn to go play hockey, right? It's blowing up.
All right, makes sense. There's too much talent out there now.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's, you know, there's more to choose from. But I think that also benefits us, you know, with basketball exploding here. It's bigger than it used to be. Rochester wasn't a basketball hotbed. Baseball now, you have so many more.
I don't know how you get baseball players because the season's so goddamn short.
Well, there's training facilities. Again, travel leagues have expanded. I don't remember there being travel baseball at all, really, when we were kids. Do you remember that?
No.
Maybe there was like one team. I don't know.
No, I mean, she's absolutely right. Yeah. No, like the facilities that exist now in Rochester, even when it's cold outside, allow these kids to train outside year-round. And, yeah, I mean, football's football.
Yeah.
Right? Every once in a while, we get a guy or two that pops. So, I may be mistaken.
All right.
Because Danny writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. He says, Hunter McDonald, he's from Fairport, might make the Flyers team next year.
Okay.
Might.
So if Hunter goes.
I also might make the Flyers team next year.
I don't think you have a chance. No.
No, there's a might.
No. They don't even have a head coach right now. You got no one to suck up to.
I might dazzle with my Bobby Clark facts. You know, he was the first diabetic to win a Stanley Cup?
Shut up.
He was. Diabetic. At birth.
How would they know that?
Because of how he had to train and how he had to hydrate.
I understand, but there could have been guys in the...
No, they would have died.
Maybe they died. Yeah, guys died all the time in the NHL back in the day. Yeah, just dropped. Oh, Steve's down. Pull him off. Shift change. Let's go.
Well, he's still laying there.
Keep it rolling.
Somebody get him a Pepsi.
I mean, that would be his... if Hunter... makes the Flyers next year.
Go get them.
They didn't even have Pepsi back then, stupid.
Yes, they had Pepsi.
Pepsi wasn't a thing till like the 40s.
No, Pepsi was around.
I know it was around, but it was around here.
Civil War.
Not during hockey season it wasn't. They shut it down for hockey.
It was the beverage of the Union soldiers.
If Hunter is able to make the Flyers and one of these guys makes the NFL, it has to be the first time in Rochester history we would have pro athletes in all four major sports.
So you run the table.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I love watching these local guys play.
I know. You follow.
I can't believe you're not. They're from our town.
I just can't watch a guy.
They're our kids, man.
I know, but unless they're good. Like if he's
they're
just,
in the league, bro.
I understand.
So they have to be like a superstar in the league for you to actually tune in.
How about a mid-level guy? Mid-level and up. Because you get spoiled with like Brian Johnson because, you know, he was a legit guy. He was a star.
His brother played 300 games in the NHL. Ryan Callahan was, he wore a letter for the New York Rangers.
Yeah, but he was the captain of the Montreal Canadiens.
Okay.
That's like the captain of the ship. That's at the highest level you can get.
Okay.
So how many games did you watch?
None.
Short Italian in the league, captain of the Canadiens, doesn't watch any.
I couldn't pick up the games with my antenna.
Isaiah Stewart's hurt right now, but he is a guy who the league knows. He's tough. He's scary. He plays good ball. He was voted in a recent poll in The Athletic as the second most intimidating player in the NBA.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, when you chase LeBron James around a court for 5 minutes, it's going to turn some heads. Come on, guys. Make my sports world full all year long.
Look at that.
Nate Carter and Rashawn Baker trying to make the Falcons and Giants, respectively. Do it for me.
Do it. Do it for your hometown,
Thank
boys.
You. Yes.
The hometown's pulling for you.
The stupid radio show that talks about you. All right, let's take a break.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.